was produced by Catherine Comp, and follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/FSRN. Thanks for listening. In San Francisco, I'm Danny Wood.
Pacifica's national two-day broadcast to raise funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives and to continue the campus campaign.
Hi, this is Dolores Huerta. This is so precious and so historical. It cannot be found anywhere else, and this is going to be made available to the schools and the campuses so that young people will understand this history and what it means to them in their lives and the lessons that they can take from this wonderful struggle. Such a great contribution that you are making, a gift to our society and to our history, and especially to our children. Thank you very much. Si se puede.
It's very simple. When you make a contribution to the archives today, we'll send the compiled MP3 CDs packed with history to a school or college of your choice. Call 1-800-735-0230. For a complete list of today's schedule and details on all pledge gifts, visit us online at supportpra.org.
We must admit the past. Only the person who knows her past, his past, can begin to essay where she or he is today and how she or he may begin to chart his tomorrow.
Call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Or donate online by going to supportpra.org. Help us take history out of our vault and into the classroom.
Welcome to the Pacifica Radio Archives 9th Annual National Fund Drive, continuing this hour with the campus campaign to libraries and beyond. I'm John Wiener. I host a volunteer hour at KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles, and I'm joined here for this hour at our Los Angeles studios by Mark Torres. He's Operations Director and Senior Producer at the Pacifica Radio Archives. Thank you, Mark.
Happy to be with you, John.
And Alan Minsky, our Interim Program Director here at KPFK.
Great to be here too, John.
Well, I just want to tell you guys what a fantastic day this has been on Pacifica here in L.A. Of course, the big event on Wednesday is the Santa Monica Farmers Market on Wednesday morning. I headed out for the Santa Monica Farmers Market. It's the biggest and the best farmers market in Southern California. Not sure how it compares with Berkeley. Union Square in New York may be better, but this is what we've got. Wednesday in Santa Monica.
That's a good travel tip.
Of course, 90.7 here in Los Angeles is where my radio is tuned to. On the way to the market, what do I hear? Amy Goodman is interviewing John Lewis, talking about the Selma to Montgomery March. Then she plays Martin Luther King's first anti-war speech. By the time I get to the market, I am practically in tears. This is so powerful. This is so intense. This is not what it's like to listen to the radio most days. I get out of the car, I go buy my strawberries, I buy my apples, I get back in the car. Amy Goodman is playing Malcolm X's speech, The Ballot or the Bullet. Again, an incredible experience driving home on the freeway from the market to be listening to this. I get back into the car to come down here to the station. Now it's Studs Terkel interviewing Muhammad Ali. The Pacifica Radio Archives are truly an incredible thing.
Yes, indeed, John. It's a treasure of over 50,000 titles dating back to 1949. Before, there was no community radio. There was no public radio until Pacifica Radio was founded in Berkeley, California in 1949. And then our New York station, and right here in Los Angeles, we came on board in 1959. And we've been collecting recordings that have been on the air the entire 60 years. And what a treasure trove it is. And that's what we're here to help preserve. We've got about 10,000 titles digitized. And we have about 40,000 to go and maybe several thousand that are completely uncatalogued and we don't know what they are. Treasures yet to be discovered, and that's why we need everybody's help today.
Right, and I do want to say here that this should be a fantastic hour, as for those of you who don't know, perhaps mostly in Fresno, Berkeley, Washington, Houston, and New York signal areas, John Wiener is an American historian. He is on faculty at the University of California, Irvine, and he is actually one of the leading voices in American society about the state of history in America, writes highly acclaimed books about the state of history teaching both inside the academy and outside the academy. So the value of history and just knowledge of history and passing on the legacy of history, something we'll be talking about a little bit across this hour, and is so central to this unbelievable material here. And of course, with the crises in education that exist in the United States, certainly historical knowledge is not necessarily being passed down to people in the United States as well as we would like to see. And so this is one way that we can all help make up that deficit, first and foremost by keeping the Pacifica Radio Archive strong, and secondly by donating and getting this information in your hands and to the hands of an institution of your choice, because that's the deal. One copy goes to you, one copy goes to the institution of your choice. So help spread history and historical awareness around this great country of ours.
We're going to make it simple for the listeners, John and Alan. We have a goal of 23 new subscribers or renewing subscribers at the 250 or 350 level. At that level, you get both of our campus campaign packages. Each one is 90 hours. It's 180 hours for both packages. And in this holiday season, what a great gift for a family or friend. Or if you'd like, you could designate a university, college, or school library of your choice, and we will send the second copy to help enrich the resource materials in our underfunded school libraries. The number to call is 1-800-735-0230. Once again, we're shooting for 23 callers. We have four people on the line. We need 19 people to call in this hour. John, do you think we can do that?
I think we can. 800-735-0230. The idea is, number one, keep the Pacifica Archives alive and strong. And number two, spread the word. Spread the word not just to you, your family, and your friends, but to the schools and libraries in your community and across the United States. It's the wonderful thing the Pacifica Archives have been doing for several years now, and that's why we're calling this the Campus Campaign to Libraries and Beyond. A $250 pledge at 800-735-0230. And we send you, how many hours is it, Mark?
For the $250 level, it's 180 hours. But if you go up to the $350 level, it increases exponentially. At that point, we go to 240 hours, including the amazing live music on Pacifica Radio, which includes the very first Bob Dylan performance when he was 20, barely, in 1962. Pete Seeger, Miriam Makeba, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. We have so much music.
The Coltrane legacy.
The Coltrane legacy and the three luminaries who we are featuring today, which are John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, and John Lennon. We have three amazing documentaries. Did I say that?
Jim Morrison.
And John? Did I miss Jim
J's.
Morrison?
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and John Lennon, all featured in the Pacifica Archives with extensive, never-before-heard music and interviews put together by the audio geniuses upstairs here in Los Angeles. A Jimi Hendrix special, a Jim Morrison documentary, a John Lennon program. Where should we start? Let's talk about Jimi Hendrix. This documentary, a lot of previously unheard and rare recordings, and a lot of interviews from people who knew Jimi Hendrix best. His family members are interviewed on this. Blues singer John Hammond, who befriended the young Jimi Hendrix in Greenwich Village in 1966. Charles Chandler from the Animals. He's the guy who brought Jimi Hendrix to England and became his manager. The Pacifica Radio Archives Jimi Hendrix documentary also includes interviews with his bandmates and his biographer, David Henderson. Mark Torres, how do you get this Jimi Hendrix thing?
Okay, it happened in 1981. Barry Scott, one of the wonderful producers up at our sister station KPFA in Berkeley, gets together with teams up with David Henderson, who wrote an amazing biography of Jimi Hendrix in the 1970s. David Henderson being a poet himself, maybe the perfect person to take on this amazing biography. And because of Henderson's participation in this project, Barry Scott is able to command board recordings, studio recordings, live recordings that nobody's ever heard before. Very rare materials that in 1981, none of this stuff had been released at this point. Since then, many of these things have been bootlegged and released officially. But in 1981, there was nothing like it. And we have a four-hour documentary on Jimi Hendrix, and that's where we're going to start today.
800-735-0230. 800-735-0230. Support the Pacifica Radio Archives, the people who put together these incredible programs, the people who make these available to schools, to libraries, and beyond across the United States. 800-735-0230. Mark, where are we going to start with the Jimi Hendrix material?
Okay, well, one of the songs that wasn't released until after the death of Jimi Hendrix was a song called Cherokee Mist, and Jimi Hendrix was part Cherokee. He had that in his ancestry, and he, especially in his later life, later, is like 27, he started exploring some of these aspects of his personality. So we're going to hear a clip explaining just what he was going through at this moment. Cherokee Mist. Here we go, Jimi Hendrix.
In concert, Hendrix, who was part Cherokee, frequently dedicated I Don't Live Today to the American Indian. Author, poet, and Hendrix biographer, David Henderson.
I think if you listen to I Don't Live Today, with the, you know, the Indian beat, quote-unquote, but also I think that that's one of the most incredible protest songs ever written about the soul of the Indian.
By now, Jimmy was touring constantly, and a lot of money was being generated, but contract details were foggy, and Noel Redding felt that the problems that were to appear later in Hendrix's life began here.
I didn't see my contract until 1977, as it disappeared for that length of time. That was an original contract from 1966 between myself, Hendrix, Mitch Mitchell, Jeffries and Chandler, a production contract. Then there was other contracts between Hendrix and Warner Brothers. There was contracts between Jeffries and a French record company. There was a contract between Jeffries and Chandler and a company called Track Records in England. But after getting all these contracts, you find that they're very cleverly written. And when you start looking for your money, you don't get it. There's a clause in the first contract that stated that the producers could pay any one member of the group, and that would suffice, so they could just pay me and I wouldn't have to tell Hendrix or Mitchell, or they could pay Mitchell and he wouldn't have to tell Hendrix or me, and that would be part of the contract. I was only 20 years old, right? So someone says, sign a contract, you'll get £15 a week. You sign it. You didn't know in those days that you might be signing the wrong thing. I never sort of really thought about it because, like, I trusted everyone involved, so they said papers to be signed, and we all signed them. And that was it, really.
However, by the end of 1967, Jimmy was not yet entangled in the business or personal problems that were to plague him shortly. He was becoming one of the most in-demand and highly paid musicians in the world. As a guitar player, he was second to none.
Was an excerpt, our first excerpt from our four-hour Jimi Hendrix documentary that is contained here in the Pacifica Radio Archives. We want to welcome the five stations of Pacifica Radio here in Los Angeles, in Berkeley, California, Fresno, KPFT in Houston, Texas, WBAI in New York, and WPFW in Washington, D.C. Welcome all to the final 4 hours of our two-day marathon campus campaign broadcast. My name is Mark Torres. I'm the operations director, senior producer here at the Pacifica Radio Archives, joined by Los Angeles' regular host, John Wiener, and the program director, Alan Minsky. Welcome once again. Now, just to outline where this music is, we have a special music CD that you have to donate at the $350 level, but that pretty much gets you everything. It gives you our two campus campaign sets. It also gives you the Civil Liberties and Bill of Rights radio education projects, and this 12-hour live music with Pacifica Radio CD. You have to get to the phones and call 1-800-735-0230. Every $250 that is donated helps restore one more reel-to-reel. We've got 10,000 tapes off the shelves and onto hard drives. We have 40,000 to go. This is something that we actually found within the last several months. So this is brand new. I had never heard it before. When I was listening to it, it was chilling, John, because it traces Jimmy's life literally from his birth. His dad giving incredible stories about Jimmy as a young man and or young boy, really, and giving Jimmy his first ukulele and up to his acoustic guitar, and then decided, you know, I'm going to buy him an electric guitar, and the rest is history.
Jimi Hendrix on Pacifica Radio, 800-735-0230. We'd love to send you this four-hour Jimi Hendrix special from the Pacifica Radio Archives, along with our Jim Morrison special, along with our John Lennon special. To do that, all you need to do is pledge $350 at 800-735-0230. Help Pacifica Radio Archives get those 40,000 reel-to-reel tapes digitized so we can get those out to the listeners, to the schools, to the libraries. 800-735-0230. This is Jimi Hendrix. I think we've got some more Jimi Hendrix, don't we?
We do. Let's get into the next clip. This one is when... this is brought to you by Alan Douglas, who has produced almost every one of the posthumous Jimi Hendrix releases. All the material that he had recorded but wasn't released went through Alan Douglas at this point in 1981. And he talks about the new directions that Jimmy was taking right before his death, and it's some pretty impressive material.
September in London was such a short time away, and no one could have possibly thought that by the end of 1970, Jimi Hendrix would be dead. In January, his group, Band of Gypsies, made its second public appearance at a peace rally in New York. But Hendrix walked off stage after one song, and within the week had disbanded the group. Jimmy busied himself with several projects carried over from 1969. He was building his own recording studio called Electric Ladyland, and was continuing work on an album he hoped to release later in the year. Jimmy was also getting his management situation more under his control, and more than anything, he wanted to keep growing, to continue working with new musicians and possibly even larger ensembles. There were many new musical avenues to explore.
I'd like to get something together with like a Handel, Bach, Muddy Waters, a Jimmy Hendrix type of thing together. If I can get that sound, or if I can get that sound.
Thank you.
The sound of Jimi Hendrix going out to Berkeley, Fresno, New York, Los Angeles, Houston, and Washington. It's the Pacifica Radio Archives' 9th annual fund drive, the Campus Campaign to Libraries and Beyond. I'm John Wiener. We're broadcasting from Los Angeles in this hour, and the number to call is 800-735-0230. We need 15 more people to pledge at the $350 level to make our goal for this hour of $8,000. So pick up those phones now as we listen to more of Jimi Hendrix from the Pacifica Radio Archives, 800-735-0230. Here in the studio with me is Mark Torres, Operations Director and Senior Producer of the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Happy to be here, John.
And Alan Minsky, our Interim Program Director here at KPFK.
Great to be with you, John and Mark. Please call 800-735-0230. Keep the knowledge of history alive, folks, here. Keep the Pacifica Radio Archives alive. Get this material into the hands of people who are going through public libraries. Hey, libraries at schools, both private and public, to the institution of your choice, maybe a correctional institution, send this material. Every time you call in and pledge here at whatever level package you get, we're right now recommending this amazing $350 package, 240 hours of audio, folks, in this package. Again, 240 hours of audio, right? When you get it, you also get to designate where else it goes. So call in 800-735-0230. And again, if I were to run through everything that was on the 240 hours of in these collections, it would be about 10 minutes later when I'd be done.
You would lose your voice. John, as an educator, a professor at the University of California at Irvine, how do you feel when you hear states like Arizona defunding things like Latin American studies programs, African American studies program, or altering the curriculum in Texas, removing Thomas Jefferson because he believed in the separation of church and state? How does that make you feel about what is available to students as basic resource materials for their education?
You know, I think students are hungry for the kind of material that's available in Pacifica Radio Archives. If they don't get it from their teachers at school, if the state law doesn't allow the teachers to teach it to them, it's more important than ever that they be able to find the voices of Dolores Huerta, Maya Angelou, and Cornel West in the school library, in the town library, in the college library, the voices of John Lewis, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. They're all part of the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign. And we're making them available not only to our listeners, not only to our listeners' friends and family members as a great holiday gift, but this fantastic deal that Pacifica has been doing for a couple of years now, the Campus Campaign, where we send the same package we send to you if you call us at 800-735-0230. We send it to the school, college, university, or community, or prison library of your choice. So lots of people, lots of young people will get to hear the incredible Malcolm X speech, The Ballot or the Bullet, Martin Luther King's first anti-war speech, John Lewis talking about Selma to Montgomery. That's all from the Black History Pack. There's a whole disc just about Malcolm X at 800-735-0230. There's a whole disc of women's studies. Molly Ivins, Helen Haldicott, June Jordan, Margaret Mead. This stuff is incredible. 800-735-0230, the Pacifica Radio Archives Campus Campaign.
You could slice and dice this any way you like. If it's culture, politics, science, pretty much anything that would make for an intelligent radio, this is the bomb on all of those subjects. I mean, even the stuff on film, right? You have a special on Hitchcock. You have Pauline Kael, the best of Pauline Kael from the Pacifica Radio Archives, the legendary film critic for The New Yorker for decades. Well, before she was at The New Yorker, and I think overlapping while she still was at The New Yorker, she hosted a show on KPFA. That's there. You're talking about music, rock and roll, jazz. Everything is here, folks. 800-735-0230, the number to call. Pledge. pick this stuff up at the $350 level, 240 hours of material. There are packages for $75, for $250, and there's even the big $500 package. 800-735-0230. Get this to the public library in John Boehner's hometown.
Well, listen, I want to go to another cut here, maybe our last cut with Jimi Hendrix. This actually is the producer Alan Douglas, who's talking about teaming Jimi Hendrix up with guitar hero John McLaughlin, which was an amazing thing to do. Alan Douglas tells this amazing story how he goes into the recording studio as Electric Ladyland is being built, and it's an absolute mess. And he's like, "Oh my goodness, this has so much potential, but we need to clean things up here." So we're going to go to this clip here, and somebody smarter than me once said that good poetry, good music, good art helps heal the space between our mind and our hearts and makes us whole again. And I think with the type of music that was being produced in the 1960s and 70s, it was really the music that helped propelled the change that took place.
Mark Torres, I always thought you were the one who said that. You mean it's not you?
It's not me. It's not me. But as you listen to this amazing documentary on Jimi Hendrix, please think how important art and culture is in your life. And please get to the phones and dial 1-800-735-0230 and give as generously as you can. Okay, let's go to that next clip.
Douglas has been the producer of the majority of Hendrix's posthumous albums, but his relationship with the guitarist actually started before Jimmy's death.
First place, I came into the whole situation after it was a mess. I mean, that's the reason I came into it. Jimmy was very dissatisfied, and justifiably so, with the whole management personnel situation around him. He used to come by the house. He lived right around the corner from me. He moved to 12th Street, and I lived on 11th, and he was over for dinner three or four times a week, and we were just hanging out a lot, and I wasn't working with him at that point. August or September of 1969, he came back in the bedroom one day, and he said, "Come on, please come to the studio with me." And I went there at midnight, and I never saw such an unorganized mess in all my life. I mean, I've been recording for a lot of years, and for me, one of the most important things in recording is, you know, efficiency and, you know, discipline and so on. So there was none, absolutely. There was nobody in the booth taking care of business, nobody in the studio taking care of business, and I just instinctively went to work.
Douglas also used his connections in the jazz world to arrange jam sessions between Hendrix and a number of very creative musicians. Most of these sessions were recorded for reference, and few were released commercially. One of the sessions that took place during this time was with bassist Dave Holland and the talented young jazz guitarist, John McLaughlin.
We played one night, just a jam session, and we played from 2 till 8 in the morning. And I thought, I mean, it was a wonderful experience. While I was playing an acoustic guitar with a pickup, a flat-top guitar, and Jimmy was playing on electric, you know. Yeah, what a lovely guitar player.
That's record producer Alan Douglas and guitar hero John McLaughlin. In this four-hour documentary on Jimi Hendrix, you'll hear from all of the members of, well, there's only two other members of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, but you also hear from people like Eric Clapton. You hear from people like Chaz Chandler from the Animals, who discovered him in a club in New York City and brought him to England and teamed him up with his future bandmates. And you hear this story painted of Jimi Hendrix, who really didn't do well in school. At 17 years old, he became a paratrooper. Did 26 jumps, which many people believe had a lot to do with the type of music that he made. He comes home and he becomes an international superstar within about a four-year period. It's very brief, and he had so much material that was recorded that wasn't released that there was like volumes just waiting to be released. And many of those rare recordings are here on this Jimi Hendrix documentary.
800-735-0230. Pledge at the $250 level. We send you 180 hours of fantastic material from the Pacifica Radio Archives. $350 pledge to help keep the archives alive and strong. 240 hours. 800-735-0230. Put it on your Visa. Put it on your MasterCard. Put it on your American Express. Put it on your Discover card. But please call us now at the Pacifica Radio Archives. We have 40,000 reel-to-reel tapes that need to be digitized. That's why we need you to call us now. We're broadcasting right now on KPFA 94.1 in Berkeley, KFCF 88.1 in Fresno, WBAI in New York at 99.5, KPFT in Houston 90.1, WPFW in Washington, D.C. at 89.3, and we're here in Los Angeles at KPFK 90.7 FM. I'm John Wiener. I'm joined by Mark Torres and Alan Minsky. It's the Pacifica Radio Archives' ninth annual fund drive.
And again, we're asking you, if you get for $350, 240 hours of audio, it includes the Jimi Hendrix documentary. For the $250 level, you get both campus campaigns. And folks, you can pick that up calling at just the $75 level, because that is in there at 800-735. And the last four digits are
0230.
0230. So call right now and pick this up at either the $75 or $350 level for the John Lennon and Jimi Hendrix material. $250 for the campus campaign, but the best deal, folks, $350 for 240 hours of material, folks. Both volumes of the campus campaign, 180 hours there. The From the Vault collection, 40 hours. 10 hours from the Bill of Rights Radio Project, and 10 hours from the Pacifica Archives Music Project. All of that for $350. 800-735-0230 is the number to call. Support history. Support the Pacifica Radio Archives.
We have four people on the line. That means we have 12 calls to go, John, for us to reach our goal for people who pledge at the $250 or $350 level. The $250 level is amazing because it's virtually half of what we were asking for in the past years. You get both campus campaign packs number one and two for a $250 donation. And once again, you get two copies. You can keep the second copy and give it to a family or friend for the holiday season. Or what we would like you to do is designate a school, a campus, a library, a university, maybe an alma mater, perhaps. John, what is your alma mater?
I was more interested in the prospects of donating this to a prison library or a community library.
That's not a bad idea. That's a great idea, actually.
I understand Pacifica has sought out libraries in Native American libraries, prison libraries in South Carolina. Pacifica Radio Archives can find the places. If you can't think of a library to send it to, ask Pacifica Radio Archives to find one. And they will do it. And the way to ask is to call 800-735-0230. Make your pledge of $250 or $350 to keep the archives alive and strong. Digitizing these, what did we say, 40,000 hours of reel-to-reel tapes that have recently been rediscovered. And then we'll send these materials out to the library of your choice or the library that you let Pacifica choose. 800-735-0230. Put it on your credit card, but please call us now.
800-735-0230. And for those of you out there right now, you're about to get an incredible treat, especially for those people, dare I say it, in New York, Washington, D.C., Houston, Signal Area, Berkeley, and Fresno. Because I think the folks in Los Angeles know quite well that John Wiener is not only one of the preeminent historians in the United States, but is in fact the gentleman around whose work the film The U.S. versus John Lennon was built.
Thank you for calling me a gentleman. That means a lot.
There we go. Indeed. And again, John Wiener spent years battling the Federal Bureau of Investigation to release the papers that they had from the time in which they were basically surveilling John Lennon. And after a multi-decade struggle, first a bunch of them were released and then more. And so John Wiener knows very, very well the history of John Lennon, his both importance as a musical figure and as a political figure as well. And so, John Wiener, why don't you tell the people what they're about to hear?
Well, we're going to be listening to some Lennon actualities in just a minute here. Part of a two-hour Pacifica documentary that I put together back in 1981. Really, it was Pacifica was very important to this whole project of suing the FBI for their files on John Lennon. It was KPFK program director Claire Spark that convinced me to do this project, first of all, as a radio project. After it was a radio project, it turned into a lawsuit, and then it turned into a book, and then it turned into a documentary. The whole thing took about 18 years. But the center of the story is John Lennon moving to the United States, singing Give Peace a Chance as the war in Vietnam was reaching a climax in 1971 and 72. And then the Lennon teaming up with anti-war activists to try to organize young voters to vote and vote against the re-election of Nixon, which provoked Nixon to try to deport John Lennon in 1972. That's the subject of the Pacifica Radio John Lennon documentary, which we put together back in 1981. It has a lot of rare Lennon audio, rehearsal tapes, live performances, interviews with key Lennon people. And of course, what got Lennon into trouble in the first place was his work before he ever got to the United States as a peace activist. Let me just remind our listeners of the number, 800-735-0230. At the $350 pledge level, you'll get the John Lennon 1981 Pacifica Radio documentary, along with Jim Morrison, Jimi Hendrix, and a lot of other stuff. But let's listen to one cut from that Pacifica Radio Archives Lennon documentary. John Lennon's statement in the Amsterdam Hilton, 1968. John and Yoko have gotten married, declared their honeymoon for their honeymoon, they will spend 7 days in bed in protest against all the violence in the world. Here is Lennon's bed-in statement, the Amsterdam Hilton, May 1968.
What we're really doing is sending out a message to the world, but mainly to the youth, especially the youth or anybody really that's interested in protesting for peace or protesting against any forms of violence. And the things like the Grosvenor Square marches in London, the end product of it was just newspaper stories about riots and fighting. And we did the bed event in Amsterdam and the bag piece in Vienna just to give people an idea that there's many ways of protest, and this is one of them. And anybody could grow their hair for peace, or give up a week of their holiday for peace, or sit in a bag for peace. Protest against peace anyway, but peacefully, because we think that peace is only got by peaceful methods, and that to fight the establishment with their own weapons is no good, because they always win, and they've been winning for thousands of years. They know how to play the game violence, and it's easier for them when they can recognize you and shoot you.
John Lennon on the Pacifica Radio Archives 9th Annual National Fund Drive. That was the Bed In for Peace, the Amsterdam Hilton, 1969. 800-735-0230 is the number to call. We'll love to send you and a library of your choice that two-hour Lennon documentary about Lennon's engagement with the peace movement and the Nixon administration's attempt to deport him from the United States. That's part of the $350 240 hours from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
That's impressive.
Yeah, Mark Torres, it's a lot of material.
Well, John, as I was listening to that piece, I couldn't help but think the power of musicians, art, and culture, poets, that that the creative aspects of our culture really help solidify social movements. It's a conduit for that to take place. And I think that's why the doors have always been open for artists and musicians to come to all of our Pacifica stations to do live performances, the documentaries that we do in a completely different way that a commercial radio station or television station would do a documentary. We have completely different reference points. We ask different questions. And this is what is valuable and unique about the Pacifica Radio Archives. 1-800-735-0230 is the number. Please be part of the campus campaign and help place these priceless resource materials in schools, colleges, campuses around the country.
I have to say that clip is incredible that we just heard. That was astonishing. I mean, he's obviously there for peace, but he is fierce. I mean, that is something else. And
800-735-0230 is the number to call.
He seemed to know that he was in danger at that point in 1969.
It's an eerie thing to hear him say, if you're not nonviolent, they'll shoot you. 800-735-0230. Next clip we want to hear from the Pacifica Radio Archives John Lennon special. Actually, this is something that was recovered with the help of Mark Torres. This was one of those things that was on reel-to-reel tape. It had been moldering away, or let me say, carefully preserved in the refrigerated vaults. A couple of years ago, we pulled this out. I sat down with Mark Torres, and one of the things we found was my interview with Pete Seeger done in 1981 about the first time Pete Seeger ever sang the song Give Peace a Chance. It happened that 500,000 other people were singing it along with him. It was the national moratorium against the war in Vietnam on the grounds of the Washington Monument. Let's go to my interview with Pete Seeger from the Pacifica Radio Archives John Lennon special. This is from the phone number is 800-735-0237. Pete Seeger.
Well, in November 1969, I guess I faced the biggest audience I'd ever faced in my entire life. Hundreds of thousands. How many I know, I don't know, but it stretched as far as the eye could see up the hillside and over the hill past the Washington Monument. And Brother Kirkpatrick and I were singing together and tried to get them singing with us, but the crowd was too big to get the rhythm. After two songs, I looked over to the chairperson of the day, said, okay, if we try one more, and she nodded her head. And I said to Kirk, follow me on this. He'd only heard me it once before, but I had in the back of my mind I might have to try it. I'd only heard the song myself a few days before, and I confess when I first heard it, I didn't think much of it. I thought, well, that's kind of a nothing of a song. It doesn't go anyplace, does it? I heard a young woman sing it at a peace rally. All we are saying is give peace a chance. She gave it a kind of an oom-pa-pa waltz, like a German band. I don't know if John Lennon's record had that or not. I never heard his record. Matter of fact, I've hardly ever heard any of his records. I admired the guy. The little I heard, I'd never heard this song except as the young woman sang it to me a few days earlier.
And did you have the impression that everybody who was there already knew it?
I didn't know if they had ever heard it before. But I decided to try singing it over and over again until they did know it. Well, Kirk and I started singing this, and after about a minute or so, I realized that it was still growing. Sure enough, Peter, Paul, and Mary jumped up to our left and started joining in on another microphone and giving us a little more instrumental and harmony background. A couple more minutes, Mitch Miller hops up on the stage to our right and starts waving his arms. And I realized it was getting better and better as more and more people were able to latch on to it because it was so slow. And then they started swaying their bodies in time, and banners and flags would sway to the left and the right in a big, slow ballet. If you can imagine, several hundred thousands of people moving their bodies parents had their small children on their shoulders. And it was a tremendously moving thing to realize his song was finally getting through, where not a single other song of the day had really gotten people to join in on it.
Pete, what do you think about the politics of Give Peace a Chance?
Well, undoubtedly, some people wanted to say a lot more than that. On the other hand, history gets made when people come to the same conclusion from many different directions. And this song did hit a common denominator. There's no doubt about it.
History gets made when people come to the same conclusion from many different positions. Pete Seeger, my interview with him in 1981 about the first time he ever sang Give Peace a Chance. That was along with maybe a quarter of a million or half a million people at the Washington Moratorium, the anti-war demonstration in November 1969. It's one of the unique things, one of the small, there are millions of little gems like that everywhere in the Pacifica Radio archives that have been pulled off a reel-to-reel tape, put in these fantastic collections by Mark Torres and his associates at the Pacifica Radio Archives. We're making them available to our listeners, their friends, their families, and to schools, libraries, and communities across the United States. Call us now and pledge, 800-735-0230. We need 10 more people to pledge at the $250 or $350 level. Ellen Minsky, what do you think about Pete Seeger?
I think Pete Seeger is, I mean, I watched him a few years ago at the National Press Club give a talk, and I thought that he should be on radio and television every day giving such talks. He's fantastic.
Well, he did have a regular show at WBAI.
Oh, there we go, in the Pacifica Radio Archives.
That's right.
And we can talk about Pete Seeger with Mark Torres in a second, because there's an incredible collection that's a part of the package that you can receive here when you call 800-735-0230. Certainly, the point, though, about him being at the National Press Club that time, he is almost heard nowhere else except for Pacifica Radio these days, okay? And a little bit more in previous decades, but primarily Pacifica Radio when it came to audio recordings of Pete Seeger. And again, you know, his analysis, and this was, I don't know, might have been like 7-8 years ago at the National Press Club. What fantastic just understanding of the world we live in, the society we live in, and what a joyous way of approaching it, his radical politics. 800-735-0230, supportpra.org. For $350, you get everything we're talking about here, and you get two copies, one for yourself and one sent wherever you like, folks, in particular to a library, educational institution, correctional institution. 800-735-0230, 800-735-0230. We have about 10 minutes left in the hour, and we want to see about 10 people call in right now and pledge. $350, you get 240 hours of material. For $250, you get both volumes of the campus campaign. That's 180 hours of material. The John Lennon thing, you can call in and pledge at the $75 level, but you'll be missing out on a ton of material. But at any level, you get a copy and one to an institution yourself. 800-735-0230.
Now, Mark Torres, wasn't too long ago that you took a crew up to Pete Seeger's place out there in the woods, and that's quite a story.
It was quite a story. It turns out that Pete Seeger's cabin was built the same year that Pacifica Radio started, in 1949. He built it himself. It took him a few years and the help of friends, and he'd love to have friends come over, especially people like, you know, Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston, and they'd come along for sing-alongs, but you'd have to chop some wood and put some logs in place first. But it was very fun. We went up with the actor Tim
Tim Robbins.
His name just slipped my mind.
The unforgettable Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins and myself and another Pacifica Radio Archives former employee, Christopher Sprinkle, we went up to Pete's cabin. And it was amazing because we heard he's in his late 80s and, you know, we might be able to get about 20 minutes out of him and he might poop out. But when we got there, he was in his garden and he was in this very humble shirt. And he goes, wait a minute, if we're going to be on the radio, I need to change my clothes. And then he got himself into another humble shirt that looked almost indistinguishable from the first humble shirt. And he was so home. I mean, when I listen to your interview, John, what strikes me is that he was so cautious about the song, the sing-along, Give Peace a Chance, because he's the king of the sing-along, especially, you know, as elementary as children's levels. And the fact that he was cautious about that, I think he was just a little bit, I think he was still feeling the repercussions of what electric instruments have done to the folk music genre. So I think after he heard everybody actually do it, and Peter Paul, if it's okay with Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Mitch...
Mitch Miller.
Then it's okay for Pete, and we have a 2-hour documentary on Pete Seeger that was actually produced only with material of Pete Seeger performing for Pacifica Radio in one capacity or another in our studios, at benefit shows, at protests, and this 2-hour interview that we did with Tim Robbins.
So it's the Ballad of Pete Seeger is part of the Pacifica Radio Archives campus campaign. Pack for $350. You can get that Mark Torres fabulous Pete Seeger documentary,
Ballad of Pete Seeger.
The Ballad of Pete Seeger. 800-735-0230. Put that pledge on your credit card, your MasterCard, your Visa, your American Express, your Discover card. Pledge online at supportpra.org. Take both copies for a holiday gift, or donate one to a library, a school, or a university of your choice.
Indeed. In fact, this will come in time for the holidays, folks, and very much in time for the holidays. And
we
again,
guarantee that.
We want, you've got those relatives who are members of the Tea Party. Get this in their hands. Save their children's souls.
That's actually a good idea, actually.
800-735-0230. And again, this marvelous John Lennon 2-hour documentary, again, is part of the package, of course. And again, the number is 800-735-0230. We need about 7 people to call right now between now and the top of the hour. We have people in the phone room waiting, ready to help out.
We've got time, I think, just for one more Lennon clip. Let's go to the last one, the Abby Hoffman clip. Now, Abby Hoffman is a voice that's not heard very often anywhere else on Earth except for Pacifica Radio. I was lucky enough to interview Abby Hoffman, who was very close friends of with John and Yoko when they first arrived in the United States in New York in 1971. One of the reasons Nixon wanted to deport Lennon was that he was hanging around with Abby. I asked Abby about that when I interviewed him for Pacifica Radio in 1981.
John and Yoko did come and look up myself and Jerry Rubin, and they wanted it known around the New York scene that they had a political side to them. Before they even got here, they had a lot more political consciousness than just, say, the bed-ins or other things that they were kind of involved in that might appear a little flaky. Must have met at least a dozen times then, and we started to organize demonstrations at the Republican Convention, which at that time was still in San Diego. And it was, of course, all these conversations were monitored by the FBI and God knows who else, you know. It was these conversations that, number one, forced the convention to move to Miami, and number two, got the Immigration Service on John Lennon's back. And, you know, wise to remember that for 6 years he was hounded, not just because of some pot possession charge. I mean, there's a... probably 100, 200 people a week that walk and come into this country with much more, many more charges, but because that he was political and was forming alliances with radicals. Yeah, he talked sheer poetry. I mean, you totally hung on every word, and he was extremely dramatic and ran the gambit from, manic excitation, to sad, depressive, moody states. And he just pulled off one night and just went over a corner and, 3 minutes, wrote a song, came back and sang it. It was quite a thing to witness.
It was quite a thing to witness. The voice of Abby Hoffman from the Pacifica Radio Archives, remembering John Lennon. You know, you don't hear Abby Hoffman on NPR. You don't hear Abby Hoffman on PBS. You don't hear Abby Hoffman on CNN or MSNBC. You do hear Abby Hoffman once in a while on Pacifica, and that's because of the Pacifica Radio Archives. And that's why we're asking you now to call and pledge, 800-735-0230. We need five more people to pledge at the $250 level or the $350 level. As a thank you gift, we'll send you our John Lennon two-hour special, including the interview with Abby Hoffman, recorded in 1981, Pacifica Radio's two-hour John Lennon special, along with 240 hours of other treasures from the Pacifica vaults, 800-735-0230, or online at supportpra.org.
We only have about 2 minutes left, guys. We're down to about
five calls.
With five calls? We need five calls right now at 800-735-0230. The whole shebang, $350 pledge, fantastic holiday gift. You'll get four packages making up 240 hours of material, folks. Everything we've spoken about this hour is included on that. 800-735-0230, the fantastic John Lennon audio we heard, which includes Pete Seeger, John Lennon, and Abby Hoffman that we just heard, the Jimi Hendrix documentary, everything that the music collection, Pacifica Radio Archives, the Bill of Rights collection, the last year of the new material from the vault collection.
40 hours of new material.
40 hours of new material, amazing stuff, all for $350. 800-735-0230, the great work of John Wiener and the John Lennon collection, the great work of Mark Torres all over the place, but we've focused on the Pete Seeger documentary you did with Tim Robbins and Christopher Sprinkle. 800-735-0230.
800-735-0230 or online at supportpra.org. I want to thank Mark Torres of the Pacifica Radio Archives for pitching in this hour. Thanks to Alan Minsky, the Interim Program Director at KPFK. And special thanks to Brian DeShazer, Director of the Archives, for all the great programming that we've been putting on today. And Brian will be on the air in the next hour of the Pacifica Radio Archives' ninth annual fund drive, the Campus Campaign to the Libraries and Beyond.
And I just want to say before we go, folks out there, keep history and the historical record alive, folks. Pass it on from generation to generation. Keep the Pacifica Radio Archives alive and get this material out to the institutions of your choice. 800-735-0230.
You are listening to the Pacifica Radio Archives' 8th Annual Marathon Fund Drive broadcast, From the Vault to the Classroom to Libraries and Beyond.
Hello, yes, this is Brother Cornell West, and I am here to do all that I can to support the campus campaign of my dear brothers and sisters at Pacifica. Students, faculty, teachers need to get in on this magnificent project and program. I'm doing all that I can. I'm behind it 120%. It is what we need in these times.
There are many ways to join the campus campaign. The simplest way is to make a donation by calling us now at 1-800-735-0230 and select a gift and name a school or library you'd like to sponsor. 1-800-735-0230. Volunteers are standing by. You can also request both copies so you can use the second copy as a holiday gift. You can support us with a $75 pledge and receive 40 of the newest episodes of From the Vault, featuring Edward Said, Lorraine Hansberry, John Lennon, Nias Nin, Lena Horne, and many others. Or you can pledge at the $350 level, our best value, and receive two sets of 240 hours of historic, educational, and very engaging programs. Call 1-800-735-0230 or visit supportpra.org.
Welcome, listeners, to 99.5 WBAI New York, 89.3 WPFW Washington, D.C., 90.1 KPFT Houston, 94.1 and 89.3 KPFA KPFB Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF Fresno, and 90.7 Los Angeles and 98.7 Santa Barbara, 99.5 China Lake, 93.7 North San Diego, KPFK, and online at supportpra.org and all five station websites. You're tuned to From the Vault, to the Classroom, to Libraries and Beyond, Pacifica's national two-day broadcast to raise funds for the Pacifica Radio Archives and to continue the campus campaign.
Hi, this is Dolores Huerta. This is so precious and so historical. Cannot be found anywhere else. And this is going to be made available to the schools and the campuses so that young people will understand this history and what it means to them in their lives and the lessons that they can take from this wonderful struggle. Such a great contribution that you're making, a gift to our society and to our history and especially to our children. Thank you very much. Si se puede.
It's very simple. When you make a contribution to the archives today, we'll send the compiled MP3 CDs packed with history to a school or college of your choice. Call 1-800-735-0230. For a complete list of today's schedule and details on all pledge gifts, visit us online at supportpra.org.
We must admit the past. Only the person who knows her past, his past, can begin to essay where she or he is today and how she or he may begin to chart his tomorrow.
Call 1-800-735-0230. That's 1-800-735-0230. Or donate online by going to supportpra.org. Help us take history out of our vault and into the classroom.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Briefing here at KPFK. I'm Ian Masters, and today we are continuing the special Pacifica Archives Fund Drive, the campus campaign, and we'll be joined in a while by the director of the Pacifica Archives, Brian DeShaza. And in the meantime, we are offering up these collections of DVDs from this amazing treasure we have upstairs here in the building here at North Hollywood, the Pacifica Archives. For $350, you get all of the packages of DVDs from the Vault, the Campus Campaign, the Bill of Rights Radio Project, the Pacifica Archives Music Project, and the Alan Watts Library. That can be sent to you for $350, but a duplicate is also made and sent to a college, university, school or institution of your choice. That's the basic notion here. It's a two-for-one deal where you, the listener, sponsor of Pacifica, get access to these extraordinary treasures that we have here in this building upstairs, which, of course, the reason we're doing this is that it takes a lot of money to transfer these aging tapes to the latest digital technology. And it's a race against time because some of them are deteriorating. So that's the situation. That's the deal we're offering here today in this last day of this special two-day fund drive. And, of course, the number to call is 1-800-735-0230 or online supportpra.org. That is how you can make your pledges and get either the latest from the vault for $75, then that's in all 40 hours of audio. Then you can get the $250 package, the Campus Campaign Volumes 1 and 2. That's 180 hours. And then for $350, you get all of the above, in effect. Brian DeShaza is
extra.
Here. Plus extra. Brian DeShaza, the director of the Pacifica Archives, welcome to the Daily Briefing. And give us a sense of why we're doing this and how we're doing, in fact. Are we
doing what we need to be doing.
We're getting there. Over the past 10 years, we've been starting our preservation and access project in the formal sense, going to the National Endowment for the Arts for grants to assess the physical collection, and then continuing every single year with the Grammy Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts to continue just tape after tape or pockets of the collection after pockets of the collection. And we've been able to restore thousands so far, but it's still only about 7 or 8% of the entire collection. And what we're offering in this package of campus campaign, $350, is a collection of 240 hours of some of those most significant recordings that have been sponsored by not only the National Endowment for the Arts, but every dollar the National Endowment for the Arts gives us, awards us, the listeners that are listening right now match. We use the funds from this fund drive to match those grant funds so that we could deliver on the grant requirements.
So this is years, this goes back to, of course, it's worth noting that Lou Hill, the founder of Pacifica, in effect founded public radio in this country, the simple model that you pay for what you like, the listener pays, sends their pledges.
Right.
And it used to be, and it has, it obviously it was borrowed by the NPR, and of course they've been able to get all kinds of corporate funding and government funding and
Pacifica underwriting.
And underwriting, et cetera. So Pacifica still almost entirely relies on its listeners and gets a little bit of money from the Corporation of Public Broadcasting. But if you notice the new so-called bipartisan presidential commission on deficits, have planned to zero out CPB funding. So
that's right. But we were lucky that CPB is starting to work with the idea of preserving public broadcasting. And we've just received note that we've received a grant from what is the American Archive. It's newly established thanks to work like the Pacifica Radio Archives. We got a $105,000 grant award to do a complex inventory, a content inventory of everything we have. But even that $105,000 needs to be matched in kind. In other words, we need the funds to sustain us for the next few years so that we can continue to do this work on the American Archive, part of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. So they did pump some money into the work we do.
But the point is that this is not just a warehouse full of dusty stuff. This is, the idea is to get these nuggets of history out to the public. And what you're offering here today is that listeners, supporters can get these hundreds of hours of tapes, and then they can also get a duplicate copy of everything that they want sent to a college, high school, university, institution of their choice. That's the point.
Absolutely. We sort of make everything, it's called a redundancy project. You know, the campus campaign, you get one, and then the second copy for free is essentially, you get two copies. One could be sent to a school or college of your choice.
And it's one
town library.
Right. 1-800-735-0230. 1-800-735-0230 or supportpra.org.
Right, where you can look at all the details of all the gift packages and what's in each of those 180 hours.
Right. It's unbelievable, amazing stuff. And I believe the first thing we're going to hear today is something that's truly amazing, which is W.B. Du Bois, who lived a very long time, was the founder, basically, of the NAACP, and then later...
The author of The Souls of Black Folk, one of the first books about black power.
And then...
Or black identity,
later in his life, began to consider himself a Marxist, and he... a very radical critique of global politics, strong anti-colonialist voice, and of course, somebody who struggled on a day-in, day-out level for the end of oppression of African Americans and all people around the world. And amazingly, Pacifica Radio Archives has material from W.B. Du Bois.
And that was at a time, of course, this network was founded by a pacifist during, it was a conscientious objector during World War II. The Good War, and started it in, what, 48?
48, 49,
yeah,
starts in 49,
middle of
right?
The beginning of the McCarthy period, and Du Bois becomes a Marxist at the time when America is, the witch hunt is on against Marxists. So an interesting little bit of timing there. Let's go to a clip of W.B. Du Bois talking about economics.
There is in America today a confusion of mind so tragic and misleading that our whole thought and philosophy is distorted. At the very time that economics, that is, the study of work and income, is of foremost importance to our well-being. Economics is not being studied in our schools. Neither in the elementary schools nor in colleges are students learning about the philosophy of money and exchange, production and trade, wealth and saving. Our university students are pouring into chemistry and physics and deserting history and sociology. Why? Because to us, the basic problem is how large an income we can get, how much money we can control, what careers for our children will ensure them the most wealth. The object of our ambition is rising to higher and higher income brackets, and what we see as progress is escaping from manual labor to white-collar jobs, thence to employing others to work for us, then to coming into possession of so much property that we need not work for ourselves, so that we may sit in stark idleness or grovel in dissipation, having never learned anything to do except to arrange to have nothing to do. From this contradiction arises the strange paradox that the poverty for the worker must be perpetual in order that he be compelled to work for the rich. To most Americans, this paradox is at once true and impossible. They sit dumb and bemused before it.
And that is the voice of W.E.B. Du Bois, speaking on economics. I take it that was probably in the 50s or 60s.
Sounded like he was talking about today.
But it sounds very much like today. And the number to call here is 1-800-735-0230. That's just a little taste of some of the material in the archives, which exists nowhere else. And there's an extraordinary array of stuff here that I don't know whether you have time to run through it.
It takes 10 minutes.
But again, the number to call is 1-800-735-0230 to get copies of these huge packages of hours and hours of material from the Pacifica Archives that represent so much of America's real history, the forgotten history, the history that's made by ordinary people, the history that is not made by the conquerors and the powerful, but by people who have struggled for justice and equality in this country. And we've got some other clips coming up here as well along those themes.
You know, in the campus campaign package for a $250 pledge, you'll get 180 hours of audio. And in one of the CDs, The Civil Rights Movement, you get W.E.B. Du Bois' 100 Years of the Souls of Black Folk, which includes the audio that we have of Du Bois in the archive. But we also sort of looked back at a century of The Souls of Black Folk, which he wrote. And we had Congresswoman Maxine Waters and Diane Watson and a few other activists to talk about their memories of reading the book and how they were introduced to the movement. And this was the book that started the game. And we really appreciate your pledge of support at 1-800-735-0230. Support PRA.org. You know, when we sort of discovered the Du Bois material, and it's from 1954, 1956, we found out that Henry Louis Gates Jr., the Du Bois scholars of Du Bois, had never even heard his voice. That's how rare this particular audio is. So we've been really excited and thrilled to donate the materials as soon as we found it to Howard University and a few universities back in 2004. But now it's your opportunity, listeners out there in Pacifica land, to take on that obligation and that joy of being able to share voices like Du Bois with libraries and high schools and colleges and universities, not only for students, but for the educators, for the professors who also have not heard some of this material. 1-800 735-0230. Thanks, Ian and Alan, for joining us in this Archives Fund Drive Day.
Oh, it's fantastic. And you can see how incredibly important it is to call in and pick up this material and get it to educational institutions. Again, from high school, junior high school, college, university level, correctional institutions, local libraries. So very important to get this material as far and wide as possible for people to have access to it. Henry Louis Gates Jr., I was very lucky to have a class with when I was an undergraduate, an incredibly brilliant man and a great scholar. And that's amazing to think that he had never heard the voice of Du Bois, and we have it upstairs here at the Pacifica Radio Archives. That is absolutely phenomenal. So 800-735-0230 is the number to call. For $350 pledge, everything that we're speaking about this hour is available. $250, the 180 hours of the Campus Campaigns, Volumes 1 and 2. $75 level, you can get all of the From the Vault recordings, 40 hours of materials that were put together from this past year. Again, $350. Again, you'll get it in time for the holidays. If you don't want to send this to an educational institution of your choice, we will send you two copies, and you can give one away as a holiday gift. Again, my thought there, recommended, give it to your Tea Party-type relatives. And, you know, their fury at the American status quo can be directed in a much more constructive way after they learn some history.
Right. And since we're given them by the holidays, you can really spark up your Christmas.